There was speculation that turnout for the marches might be down compared to last spring, given the lack of a divisive immigration bill, such as last year's measure authored by Wisconsin Congressmember Jim Sensenbrenner. But if the numbers were off slightly today in Milwaukee, there was still plenty of enthusiasm for immigrants' rights. The Milwaukee march stretched for about a mile, and organizers claimed 60,000 people took part. Waukesha resident Pat Mendez is of Mexican descent. She was among the marchers who don't like the Bush administration's efforts to deport more undocumented workers.
People should be treated fairly and families should be kept together.
A Mexican-born man from Racine, who gave his name as Daniel, says he's in the process of becoming a citizen. He doesn't care for proposals to have undocumented workers leave the U.S. and pay to get back in.
You know, the people, they don't have $10,000 to go back and come back, and how they had to pay that money back.
March organizer Christine Newman-Ortiz of the group Voces de la Frontera says the turnout in Milwaukee and elsewhere shows the immigrants are persistent about reforming the system.
People overcame the fear that is on a very conscious level being inflicted on them as workers and as families.
The marchers were predominantly Latino, but an official of the NAACP addressed a rally at the end of the march, and Caucasian folk singers Larry Penn and Utah Phillips tried to connect the immigration movement with the labor movement. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.
Solidarity forever for the U.S.